Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. As pork producers are seeing market prices increase, they are also experiencing increases in input costs, such as corn and soybean meal. According to Steve Meyer, consulting economist for the National Pork Board, there are three marketing factors producers should be focusing on during the coming months. With the current break-even running at about $80, Meyer says to focus first on the cost of inputs.
Number one is put a lid on your costs. This thing could get worse. It looks like it's gotten as bad as it can get. It's not the case. It could get worse. So do something now to put a lid on your costs. As I've pointed out many times in the past, sometimes you have to accept a small disaster to keep a bigger disaster from happening. So that would be my first action here.
Meyer goes on to encourage producers to examine their marketing agreements to ensure they are up to date and based on the best available pricing information.
Look for every opportunity in the coming year to try to make a long-term deal on pricing your hogs off of something other than the negotiated market. The negotiated market has proven that it has reached the point where it's not dependable, and the bargaining power on this in these contractual negotiations is likely to swing back to the producer. So look for that opportunity.
Meyer says to be aware of the current increase in market hog prices, determine your break-even cost, and protect your potential profits.
I would be looking to put some floors under some of these prices for hogs as we look out, given where the futures market is. And, that costs you something. You have to pay premiums for options to do that. So it's not free. But again, I think you can lock in some very good prices that keeps you in the black for this year. At the present time, and still leave some topside potential if this thing runs, if cash hogs go to $100, you can at least participate in that.
Meyer says there are a number of factors at play in the current hog market, including recovery from COVID markets, fear of a short South American crop, and China's move to modern production farms. Producers can find current pork economics and market reports at pork.org or by calling the National Pork Board at 800-456-PORK. American cattle producers liquidated about 1.2 million head out of their inventory during 2019 and 2020. Today's herd is about 30% smaller than the all-time high, but beef production will likely set a record this year. What's ahead for the rest of 2021? Well, Kevin Good, Vice President of Industry Relations and Analysis with Cattle Facts, says weather and the cost of feed are two things to keep an eye on.
What's going to drive cow herd expansion or liquidation over the next couple of years? Mother Nature's at the top of that list. And unfortunately, with the forecast that was presented here, you have to assume that Mother Nature is going to be working against us as we think about drought, particularly the western half of the U.S., over the next 6 months plus. And so that's a major headwind as we think about where we're at. Also, those inflationary costs as feed and roughage, that's working against us as well.
He says there are a couple of other factors that will likely drive the ship in the cattle market.
It's cow slaughter and heifer retention. You can see on the cow slaughter standpoint that it's been elevated the last couple of years. We're going to assume that this year it's going to remain elevated. So far, year to date, beef cow slaughter is up 5, dairy cow slaughter is up 4. It's a good forecast over time from a cycle standpoint. Supplies will get tighter as we go over the next 3 to 5 years. But this year in particular, with Mother Nature doing what it's doing on the beef cow side, and also on the dairy, we'll talk about the elevated feed cost, we can see that we're going to continue to see some mild liquidation as we go through 2021.
And Good summarizes the Cattle Facts outlook for 2021.
Our forecast is this. We do think that we will continue to liquidate the beef cow herd over the next 12 months. Primary driver is Mother Nature because of drought conditions continuing and also increased input costs because of the inflationary cost as we're talking about total commodities and also more specifically feed cost. We are going to be pretty optimistic from a price outlook. So higher input cost, Mother Nature working against us. At the same time, we're going to get some relief. We would expect prices to be higher as we go forward.
Again, that's Kevin Good with Cattle Facts. Each growing season presents unique challenges for farmers, but 2021 may provide some additional complications thanks to millions of prevented plant acres in 2020. Wet conditions kept many farmers from getting crops established on those acres in 2020, and as a result, there are ramifications for growers in 2021. North Dakota State University Extension weed specialist Dr. Joe Eichley says weed control for 2021 will depend on how those prevented plant acres were handled last season or the past two seasons.
And that's going to be a range of different ways they were managed, from absolutely nothing, the field was left untouched, which from a weed perspective is really the worst case scenario. So if you have one of those situations, the field was not touched, you're going to be looking at a lot of weeds, maybe more weeds than you've ever dealt with in that field before, because the only thing growing out there would have been weeds, and they produce a lot of seed, and that's a lot more weed seed going back into that field, ready to germinate and be problematic for 2021.
Eichle says many producers may have used a glyphosate application to manage weeds as a pretty cheap option to cover a lot of acres.
It actually controls still a large amount of the weed species we have out there, but problematic weeds like water hemp, mare's tail, that can thrive in wet soils and are glyphosate resistant. If that's how you manage the fields, then we're looking at probably a shift towards a lot more of those weeds. So a lot of water hemp, a lot of mare's tail that you'd be dealing with into the 2021 season. And if you dealt with your weeds pretty well and timely during Prevent Plant, it's pretty much just going to be like any other year. So it kind of depends on how those fields were managed in Prevent Plant. If you're going to be dealing with your normal situation or a lot of weeds, that's a diversity of weeds, or a lot of specifically of these resistant weeds like water hemp or mare's tail.
Eichle says the beginning game plan for the year is to expect a lot of weeds.
If we do have a lot of those different types of weed species, then we're going to want to definitely going to want to start with the pre-emergence herbicide and whatever crop we use, and something relatively broad spectrum that can get both broadleaf weeds and grass weeds. Many of our pre-mixed products do offer that type of program in them.
Eichle says producers will definitely want to scout fields within 3 to 4 weeks of the pre-emergence herbicide application and planting to see what kind of weeds are coming up.
Now, if it's a broad diversity, if we have a glyphosate-resistant crop planted in there, we do want to make sure we have glyphosate in the tank, and it will help clean up a lot of those miscellaneous weeds, especially a lot of our grasses we can still control with glyphosate up here. It's where we get into those tougher weeds. If you had, say, some water hemp mixed in with grasses and some other weeds that we don't care so much about because we can easily control them, that's when we want to be on top of our identification game. If we don't know what we're going into, we start with a good pre-emergence herbicide, but we need to know what we're spraying when we do spray post-emergence so that we have a good post-emergence program to cover our bases.
Because there will be ample seed in the seed bank, Eichle says it's imperative that farmers don't shortcut their management. And thank you once again for tuning in to another edition of American Ag Today. If you have things that you want us to talk about here on the program, or you have interesting stories to tell about agriculture, you can reach out to me by emailing jesseallen@americanagnetwork.com. That's JESSEALLEN @americanagnetwork.com. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of American Ag Today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.